Hi, and welcome to this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice.
What you're about to listen to is crazy. But just so you know, everything that was done came from a place of love and support. Support for the players, the characters, the lovely narrative, Katie May, and was 100% consensual.
And that we all still love each other. A bunch in real life, even if the characters necessarily don't. In real life, we do love each other.
Very, very much. And that being said, I do want to issue a few trigger warnings at this point. So there are some pretty large trigger warnings for imprisonment and player versus player action, and some minor trigger warnings for lying, betrayal, and claustrophobia. If that bothers you, we'll post a recap somewhere online where you can see it.
And so without further ado, should we get to the adventure?
I think we should. All right. So you head back to the greenhouse apartments, Zill.
Yeah.
And you walk in and you see Kai Abadite in the kitchen.
I'm going to my room. Unless you need us to be together.
Yeah, so Kai Abadite, you're there. Kai, you got home like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Kai, you're in the kitchen. You hear Zill come in. Zill looks at you, and the door to their room is like right next to the entry door. And so they're like a wisp as they just walk in and then immediately walk into their room.
Lock the door.
You hear the soft locking.
I go and I knock on their door.
You knock on their door.
No, I don't answer.
You always do this, Syl. You always avoid the uncomfortable stuff. Get out here and talk to me like a fucking adult.
There's a knock at your apartment door.
All right, I go and answer it.
Hi! Oh my gosh, Kai, you look really tired.
Scotty! Scotty!
Oh my god, it's Scotty.
No!
Hey, sorry. Scotty.
I brought coffees.
That's really good timing.
Roll a perception check.
Oh, I exploded.
Cool.
It's not Scotty, is it?
No, it is Scotty. Oh, okay. Her eyes are red.
She's high.
Like, she's super high. No, like, she's been crying. Her makeup's just the tiniest bit fucked up. And she's carrying a gift bag on her arm.
Scotty, are you okay?
Oh, yes. I'm totally great. Yeah. Can I come in?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Please get comfortable. Is there anything I can get you?
Oh, no. I'm getting you things. I got you coffee. And she hands you a coffee and takes the other three coffees and sets them on the island and says, do you mind getting everyone together?
Yeah. Just so you know, Grianna and Dylan are on a mission of sorts, but Zill's in their room. I'll go get them.
Okay. Yeah, two will be fine.
Zill. You gotta come out. Scotty's here. It's not a lie. Scotty brought coffee and gifts. Come on.
I'm gonna roll insight, even though, like, me as Liz, I know she's telling the truth. And since I have to take disadvantage.
Zill, I remembered your coffee order.
I come out.
Great. Hi.
Hey.
Okay, Kai and Zill.
Mm-hmm.
In a few minutes, the rest of the teams are going to be here.
Okay.
Given the events of the past few days, it was deemed no longer safe or logical to keep everyone in separate taverns. So after some deliberation of whether or not to be keeping the hero teams in the castle or in the greenhouse, it's been decided that all of the teams will be moving into the greenhouse. So the other teams will be here soon, and so will the head of the Hero's Gauntlet, and he's going to say a few things. So we need to just head downstairs for that meeting.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
Can I roll perception on Scotty?
Yeah, you can roll insight.
Insight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forget. It's going to be a 15.
You have not seen Scotty nervous or sad like this.
Scotty.
I know.
This isn't the time to...
Can I just lightly pat Scotty's back?
Yeah.
Just give her like a little warmth of comfort. Kind of the same like warmth Marge gave me.
Yeah. You pat her on the back and she gives you like a nice smile. And she says, you haven't met Clarence Aldworth yet. He's a visionary in terms of game making and heroism. Should we go?
Is that the gauntlet hero? The gauntlet person?
Yes, the head of the gauntlet.
Let's go.
I'm just going to leave this bag here until we get back.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Leave whatever you need.
She sets the gift bag on the island. All right, let's go. And she takes you downstairs, and Lucas sees you guys come in. He gives you much more of a customer service smile than when you guys are without Scotty. And says, heroes, welcome. Your meeting's in the ballroom. I think everyone else is there.
Thank you.
Scotty, like, says, oh, thank you, Lucas, right? And Lucas nods, like, mm-hmm. and you are led to the ballroom. Actually, Lucas is like, let me take you in case I wouldn't assume either of you know where the ballroom is. I'll take you right there.
I don't know where it is. Thanks. Yeah.
And you are led to the ballroom, and you get there, and a small stage is sitting there, and there's a bunch of seats sort of facing the stage. It's been, yes.
The Shroud has the information that all of the teams have been compromised, right?
Not technically, no.
Well, Zarin was listening to our, and I was questioning.
You're right. So, yes, they would. They would kind of know that.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Yes, they do, and you are about to see sort of the result of that.
Cool.
God, I can't believe you asked a mafia member to take care of Lavis. I'm reeling still.
I'm just like...
No regrets right now.
No.
No fucking regrets right now. If I wasn't getting arrested, maybe a slight regret. But now that I'm getting arrested...
Well, I mean, I have no regrets for arresting you. You put out a fucking hit on her.
I did it. I told him not to kill her.
Yeah, but you can't... Oh, my God.
But that's like going up to a mafia boss who loves you very much and being like, someone's giving me trouble, but I don't want to know what you do about them.
Yeah, true.
I'll die.
I know you will.
We're both rats, but who's the bigger rat?
We're all rats here at this table. Let's play.
Neither of us.
I'm the biggest rat. Joke's on you fuckers.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. So you guys are walking to the ballroom, and Scotty is like, she stops, and she turns around to face you two, and she's like, oh, my God, I almost forgot. Mary Gare invited you two to a fashion show tomorrow night. Well, all four of you, but if the other two aren't still here, let me get the tickets to you. They're in name.
Thanks.
And she hands you the four tickets. They all have your names on them. A big fashion show tomorrow night could really do well to sort of make your name out there better known.
Definitely. Thank you.
I highly encourage you to go. If you're not busy with quests and stuff, please dress nice. Oh my gosh. The worst thing that could happen right now is you being featured as a knot in a hot or not column.
Oh, Scotty, you have nothing to worry about. I will be dressed in my most delicious dress. Cocktail dress, rather. It's going to look great.
I believe you. All right. That was all. Lucas, please keep going. And you are led into the ballroom. All the other teams are there already. So Regelliville's sitting there. Aristed is sitting there. And Rialton is sitting there. You see the three members of Rialton who you know. And then sitting at the very end of the row is the buffest looking person you've ever seen. She is fucking stacked.
Nice.
in the scariest, in a way that you're like, oh no. An immediately terrifying way.
Yes.
Also a dwarven woman. Yeah, she's got like huge blonde curls.
Beautiful.
She's completely stacked. She's got like pink eyeshadow on. but you can't see it because she's wearing sunglasses.
What kind?
Aviators.
Nice.
And she's just like in full. Like, she's just wearing, like, chainmail. That's what she's repping right now. And then, like, sweatpants and fashionable sneakers. Love it. It's like athleisure, but armor.
Yeah.
Armth leisure. She's wearing armth leisure. But you know everyone else. And they are all there they were theoretically waiting for you. And so Scotty brings you in. You hear her say, sorry, I'm late, to the man who's standing at sort of this makeshift, like, platform. Yes, you see this taller human man with with reddish-brown hair. It seems a little frazzled. It seems like it's normally, like, neatly slicked back, but it seems a little mussed. And he's got a reddish-brown goatee as well. He's also carrying a clipboard. He has a suit jacket on with the Hero's Gauntlet insignia on the lapel. And Scotty leads you to your seats. You see that standing up, there are three people standing by each of those teams who are also holding clipboards. You see one gnomish woman standing by the Aristed team. She's also got sunglasses on, pearls on her neck. She's wearing, like a little black dress and, like, pumps.
Ooh.
You see that there is a, like, shorter human man, sort of stout, gray hair, but, like, in a silver foxy kind of way. He's not super old. He's just kind of a silver fox standing by the Rialton team. And you see someone with very similar likeness but taller and thinner. They've got, like, the same, like, nose and the same eyes, though. Much younger-looking human man standing by Regelliville, also wearing a flannel, but, like, they look like someone who's trying to be cool and wear a flannel, but would much rather be wearing, like, a sweater vest. You see the apparent head. You've never met him. Clarence Aldworth. You haven't heard his name yet, though, so I won't say it. Say, our final heroes, please take a seat. You sit down and... He says, I'm glad that you have all gathered here. We're lucky to have such illustrious heroes all in the same room. We're here to announce a few changes today. Some of you are more aware of them than others, but a formal announcement needs to be made. Due to safety concerns and the rampant amount of cheating that's been happening behind the scenes that has been recently uncovered in the last 24 hours, we have find it no longer safe and no longer rational for us to be housing you in separate taverns. We will be asking you, all of you at this time, most of you have brought your bags, to move into this place here, the greenhouse. This is a place that houses many dignitaries from neighboring countries. It is fit to hold many more than just the small heroes in this room, and we're hoping that you will find this place to suitable conditions. Yes, all of you will be getting separate apartments on separate floors away from the other hero teams so that you may still have your time of safety and seclusion, and appropriate magical protections will be put in place as well. As well to do with the protection and magical safety of everyone. We will now also be introducing some guards to come and watch over you guys. Saturday morning, some of the illustrious Crimson Knights will be coming, and one for each team, and guarding over each of you to make sure that you are kept safe and that honor is upheld in this illustrious tournament that is far older than any of us. With that as well, in order to ensure purity of process, of honor, of dignity, of the Great Hero's Gauntlet, we will also be reassigning captains at this point. Your assistants have been very nice to you, have been great mentors, but here we're just now going to switch them around to make sure that honor is upheld.
Oh no. Oh no.
I don't know.
So we'll just
no.
You can't take her away from us.
No. No. No.
Oh my god, this is the most traumatic session I've
No. No.
When I asked for your numbers last night,
no!
Liz. When I asked for a number between 1 and 4, you chose who your new assistant was going to be.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's okay, Kai. You probably won't notice.
Well, It's not like it affects me anymore.
Can I keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just hand out those assignments now. Noella, the one who's standing by Aristide, looks fucking devastated. You can tell that her shoulders are shaking because she's like sobbing. She's like losing the very famous boy band and is going to be reassigned to someone. And she is taking that loss incredibly heavily. You see that Scotty does look sad, but she's trying to stay professional about it.
She was crying.
You want to say goodbye.
Clarence says, Noella, you will be heading over to Regelliville. And Noella like looks at the team of flannel-clad posers, and you watch her shoulders sort of sag as she walks over to Regelliville. But she walks over and she shakes each one of their hands and introduces herself and then comes to sort of stand at their side. And then you hear a Toastig Darlington, you will be over at Aristide. The flannel boy switches over to Aristide, also shakes everyone's hands, introduces himself. Scotty, you will be heading over to Rielton, and you watch Scotty leave your sides.
Oh, my God. I can't even say goodbye.
Scotty. No.
Can I just mouth?
When I cry. I'm so sad.
At least she went to Aristide and not Regelliville. That would have been so evil.
And she walks over, and you see her introduce herself to the Rielton team. And then you hear, Ludolf Darlington, that means you'll be heading over toward Langdale.
Their name is Rudolph.
Ludolf. L-U-D-O-L-F.
Dolph.
Ludolf. Mr. Darlington.
Hi.
And Ludolf heads over. He's wearing a nice little suit with a sweater on top. No, so a dress pants and a sweater on top. You can see his little collar peeking through. He has a clipboard. He also has the pin. Scotty didn't wear the pin because she always felt like it was too much, but Ludolf is wearing the pin. And you hear him say, "Hi, lovely to meet you. I'm Ludolf."
"Hi, Kai Abadite."
"Kai Abadite."
Zilnair.
"I'm such a fan of your work, and I'm really excited to work with the four of you, but the two of you for now."
"Thank you.
Thanks, Ludolf."
And then Clarence continues to talk. Clarence says, "These are all the changes we'll be initiating at this point. We ask for you to stay upfront and as communicative as possible with your, not only your assistant captains, but your new knights as well. Your new guardians is what we'll be calling them. A guardian will need to be with a team at all times. This does also insinuate that the teams may not split up at any point. This is for your safety as well as the safety of everyone around you. Is there any questions?" "All right. Then I wish the four teams good luck for the tournament on Saturday. May the spirit of honor and heroism be with you." And he nods and he gets off the platform. And his assistant, who was, standing off to the side, perks up and joins him, and they both leave. So it's four teams. You hear Scotty say, "Okay, Rielton, I'd love to take you to your new apartment." And she leads the four dwarven women out of the apartment.
Oh, my God. This hurts.
I want to say goodbye.
And you hear Noella say, "Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, your new apartment's this way, and I'll take you. Have you thought about wearing something that's not flannel?" As she leads Regelliville out. And then Toastig says, I just got to get this out of the way. I'm such a fan of your work. But I hope that these apartments are up to your superstar lifestyle." And Toastig leads Aristide out, and you hear Ludolf quietly go, "That's my son."
"Oh, that's your son."
"Yes, it's a bit of a family business."
"You must be very proud."
"Oh, so proud of Toastig. Well, I hear you are already moved in."
"Yeah."
"So you guys want to show me your digs?"
"Sure, yeah. Definitely, most definitely.
Let's go hang out."
"Let's go."
All right, so good. You guys vibes. Head back up to the greenhouse apartments. You guys sort of stop in the hallway, and Ludolf points at the doorway across the hall from yours. And he says, I think these are my digs now. They've asked the assistants to sort of move in as well.
Okay.
So I guess I'll be across the hall at all times with whoever your knight is.
Okay.
So you'll still get your space. I know this is kind of intrusive.
Well, it's okay. It's understandable. A lot's been going on.
Yeah, we've lost more teams than usual. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But take me in. I'd love a tour.
Yeah, definitely.
Are we in the apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the kitchen. I'm a pretty good cook. If you're hungry, let me know. I'll whip you up something. Living room, beautiful tree painting, fireplace, great view.
The view's amazing.
Yeah. No, it's a good view.
Oh my gosh, rent for a view like this in this city would cost something like 2,000 gold a month.
Oh wow.
That's a lot.
That's so much. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the best places in the city. We're real lucky.
Yeah.
We have two bathrooms.
Very cool.
One's smaller than the other, of course. I don't know.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. That's about it. I mean, everybody else just has their own rooms.
Right. Yeah. All right.
It's kind of personal.
So where are the other two?
Oh, they're just off. They're doing some quests. We wanted to kind of just like, we didn't get a lot of sleep, you know, with the funeral.
Oh, so, I heard. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Scotty was catching me up a bit.
Yeah.
Yes. To see you guys being so strong through all that, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. You shall be very, very proud of the work that you've done.
Thank you.
Thank you. That means a lot. So, do you think we're a sewer team?
Oh, there's always a team that gets a mean nickname. There was much worse last time.
Yeah, but you're like, you think highly of us? Like, we're, you know, you're not...
Your performance has been pretty good. Okay. Your track record has been not bad. There was never a time that you were at risk of elimination. Your social game's pretty weak, but there's nothing that we can't fix here in the last week of the tournament.
Truly.
We're getting better, though, right?
You have about a day and a half until the people's vote. What are you doing to sort of...
We've been invited to a fashion show. Okay. I don't know if that would affect the people's vote at all.
If you can get in with the trendsetters that do an amazing amount.
Yeah, so...
Absolutely. I guess what I'm looking for to hear is sort of... The strategy you've been looking for so far. I want to hear what you're working with, so I can work best with you.
I'm sure you heard. Griana made the Monster the Musical.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
So that's kind of where we're at, people wise, in the fashion show. But yeah, no.
We recently also made some donations. At least to.
Oh, Scotty told me. Yes. She told me to tell you that should be hitting the newsstand in the morning.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Tomorrow morning. Just in time for the vote was what she was hoping.
Nice. Yeah.
Scotty spoke very fondly of the four of you.
Yeah. I'm sad we didn't get to say goodbye.
She's around.
She's around, but, you know, she won't be as present.
No. Unfortunately not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, than that, we tip really well.
What?
I don't know. You can take that out. My head is somewhere else.
You both seem pretty tired. I know you're just coming from the funeral, so I'll let you rest. I'd love to reconvene.
Thank you.
At some point.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe when everybody gets back, we can find a day to all sit down.
Yeah.
Yes. I do have to ask before the knights get here. Please tell me if you're leaving. Just coming and going.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not what I would want to be doing, but there are orders from the crown. So I'll do my best to abide by them, and I hope you would too.
Of course.
Sounds good.
It was lovely meeting you, Zil. It was lovely meeting you, Kai.
Lovely meeting you.
Lovely. I'm psyched for this. This is going to be good.
I'm glad.
This is going to be good.
It's my job to help you win, and I mean that.
Thank you. Yeah.
But I'll be across the hall. Feel free to stop by if you have any questions. But get some rest. This is only going to get harder.
Of course.
And he heads out of the apartment.
When he's leaving.
Yeah.
Like, while he's doing it. Like, while he's talking. Can I, like, go to my room to try to, like, close the door when he leaves?
Yeah. You're, like, slowly inching towards your door. Roll a stealth check. Roll a perception check.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck.
Advantage. I had a 19 and an 18. So okay, so you're gonna get low.
It. So it's you're gonna get it because she rolled low. I can see it with my eyes. So Kai, you watch him leave, and then you hear two doors shut.
And a lock.
As Zil locks himself back in their bedroom.
Seriously, Zil? I go, I knock on the door.
I'm not going to respond.
You're not going to talk to me? Really, that's how you're going to handle this? Think that's how a mature member of the Shroud handles these situations? Don't be pathetic, Zil. All right. Guess I'll get it. I open the door.
Hey, you want to invite me in for a second? Lucas is standing in front of your door.
Sure. Come on in.
I'm realizing now that you all weren't filled in before that happened. It was sort of a quick thing. Someone, we're trying to find out who, suggested that all the hero teams stay in the castle. And that almost happened until Alizia intervened and suggested this place. But since this place is now crawling with people who aren't the Shroud Assembly members, we're now having to reroute all the Shroud members who are coming home to a different location until the gauntlet is over. That being said, be careful with your key usage.
Okay.
Careful.
I rarely use the keys, so you should probably go tell Zil in their room.
I'm not going to say it twice. You tell Zil. And Lucas walks out.
I'm not going to say anything. They don't want to talk to me. Whatever.
All right. So it's about 2, 3 p.m. You all have a night in. Kai, you have free run of the apartment for the rest of the night. Zil doesn't come out for anything. As the hours pass, 5 p.m. comes and goes. 6 p.m. comes and goes. 7 p.m. comes and goes. 8. The sun is set. 9.
Oh, Cooper.
There's a knock at your door.
All right, I go and get the door.
Zarin's standing there. Ah, hey, Hellspawn. I've got a quick job for you. Do you mind coming with me?
What about Zil?
I don't want to deal with baby AJ right now.
What's the job?
Something went wrong with Septus, and I need to make sure that they're not lying to me, and you know them best.
Carol for insight. 13.
Oh, God, something went wrong when they were trying to get home.
Okay, I'm coming.
All right. And Zarin leads you downstairs. Actually, no, she leads you back upstairs. She leads you down a convolute of hallways that you don't recognize as part of the greenhouse. She leads you up some stairs and then down some stairs. And then eventually she takes a key ring out of her pocket and puts it in. And she's talking. She's like, listen, something's happening with Gina. We're still not sure if her soul's intact. And she opens the door and she opens it. She opens the door and she like gestures for you to walk in.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. So you come in and you're in a familiar waiting room. It looks like the waiting room that Marilla was in, but a different one. And she says, yeah, I'll just bring her in if you'll wait in here. And she opens the second waiting room.
Bring who in? Gina?
Yeah. We had to separate the three of them because we don't know what's going on.
Wait, this is the, like, interrogation room?
Yep. We'll send her in a minute. I just want her to see a familiar face.
Well, I can't wait in the waiting room for her. Okay. All right. Going in.
And you walk in and the door shuts behind you. And you hear a locking sound. Zarin takes a few steps over to the double mirror and flicks a certain switch underneath it so that you can see her face. And she says, Kai Abadite, you are under arrest for treason.
I'm sorry, what? What kind of fucking treason?
Consorting with enemies of the state. And until a full investigation can be completed, this is where you'll be staying. Get comfortable.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You start shouting,
but she turns around. Are you fucking kidding me?
And she walks towards the door, pulling keys out of her pocket. She slides a key in, and the door shuts.
Oh! What the fuck?
You are in an interrogation room. There is one table, three chairs, and nothing else.
I'm pacing. My heart's racing. I feel like so angry. I go into rage.
Yeah, you go into rage.
I go into rage. Ugh, and I go and I try and punch the glass.
Roll an attack.
Okay. It's an unnatural 20.
Okay. You punch the glass and you see it just sort of moves with you. It absorbs your punch.
I try again.
You try again. Your fists beat into it, but it does not seem to be giving way.
I take out my glaive.
Okay.
And I go and I try and crack the glass with it.
Kai, this glass looks like it has been made to resist this.
Fuck me.
You don't even need to roll.
Ugh. I'm just freaking out in rage then.
Cool. You're freaking out in rage. If you cast a spell, you'll feel no magic. You can twist your ring. The magic will not pierce. You are in a null chamber. The shroud is designed to keep you in.
I don't understand. I don't fucking understand why this is shit always fucking happened to me. Why would they fucking do this? Fuck. I'm in there. I'm so angry and I'm literally huffing and puffing and this is so fucking unfair. I didn't want any of this. I'm fucking innocent. I'm just trying to do the right fucking thing. Get me out of here. Please get me out of here. I don't want to be here anymore.
You see, there's obviously some kind of timer on the window. As it flips back from being a window to being a mirror, and you see yourself. Hot tears are spilling down your face.
Can't even look at myself. I catch a glimpse of my ruby bracelet. And I just hold it to my heart. Is anybody there? Is anybody gonna talk to me? I'm fucking innocent. Can't you see? I don't know. This isn't fair. I've done nothing but try to help you guys. Can nothing be solved civilly anymore? I'm so over this. Kai goes, she knows it won't do anything, but she punches the glass one more time and she just goes, she doesn't even sit in the chair, she just goes into the corner. It just cries.
And you lose concept of time. There's no sunlight. There is no way to tell if it's hours, minutes, or seconds. As nothing in this room changes. Zil, it's around 10 p.m. and you hear a knock on your door, not the apartment door.
I heard them leave.
Yeah.
Right? I open it.
Zaren's standing there.
Hey.
Hey. It's done.
Yeah?
Yes.
Does something have to happen to the keys? Does she still have her keys?
That
new magic
door doesn't have a keyhole. Doesn't matter. But yes, we'll deactivate them.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for telling me.
Big apartment to yourself.
Yeah. Living in luxury tonight, I guess.
Sounds like it. Alitzi asked me to be extra nice to you, which is not something that's in my repertoire, that's but if you're dying or something, come find me, I guess.
Definitely. Thanks.
And Zarin heads out. And Zil, you are here alone.
I am.
We, however, have a whole full day to roleplay through.
Yeah.
Because the next time we roleplay together...
We're all together.
We're all together, and it's a day from now.
Yeah.
So we need to figure out how this day goes for Zil Nair.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you how it goes for Kai.
Yeah, I guess.
At a certain point, a small slit in the door is opened up, and food is slid in.
God, fuck that.
And, like, a magazine. They're not evil. A panel in the wall opens up to reveal a bathroom. It's somewhat civil. You figure out, it takes you a few hours to figure out that there's a small lever in the wall that folds down like kind of like a Murphy bed. And you're able to fold that down as well. But you realize that this is not a place built for short-term holding.
Oh my God. What kind of food do I get?
It's nice food. You get a salad. You get some rat on a stick. You get like a meatloaf type situation. You're given like a small bread roll. It's fresh.
I guess I go for the bread first.
You eat. I'm not gonna roleplay this with you.
Flip through the magazine.
You flip through a magazine. You learn a lot about. It actually hurts a lot because it's your feature in the magazine.
Oh my God! I still read it though.
Yeah, you still read it.
Oh my God! Which one?
This is the Burn Feed. This is the Burn Feed article. It's very. Despite how badly the interview went, it was still a nice article.
Right. Yeah, I'm just fucking hanging out in a cell.
Zil, how well do you sleep?
Not well at all.
Well enough to cure your exhaustion. Yay. You've been going for a long time, so it's at this point where your body overrides your mind and is like, we're sleeping.
It's like, I lay down in bed and I take out one of maybe my Kobold Boy book, because that would give me the most comfort.
Yeah, I think so.
But as soon as I like get under the covers, I pass out.
Yeah, the book is like on your face.
Yeah.
You wake up with the book on your face. It's the next morning. It's around 9 a.m.
Yeah, I guess I get up. I shower. I haven't showered in a while.
Yeah, you take a nice long shower.
It's nice. It's hot. It's hot, boy. I'm not hungry, but I know I should eat.
Right.
So I have some cereal.
Yes. You pour yourself a bowl of cereal.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's empty in here.
You see that there's a gift bag still sitting on the counter. As you're pouring the bowl of cereal, you see that it's like addressed to you, Kai, Griana and Dylan.
Is it a card? So I would open it?
No, it's like the tag on the side.
Take the tag.
You take the tag.
I throw it out.
You throw it away.
I just throw the tag out.
You throw the tag out.
I don't know if I should open this now or if I should wait until everybody gets back. Just open it.
You could open it and repack it. It's like a gift bag, so you could always like rewrap the tissue.
I'll just look inside. Yeah,
there are four mugs.
Okay,
they're hand painted, with like flowers on it. And there's a little like card that says "Do your best." These mugs will keep anything hot or anything cold. Much love to the best heroes and the best future cast members I've ever met. XOXO, Scotty.
I miss Scotty. That's so sweet. What are they painted? Like, what's painted on them?
They're flowers. Scotty's hand-painted flowers on all of them. A woman of many talents.
A woman of many talents. A woman of my heart. I repackage it.
You repackage it up.
Okay. I need to do something today.
You've got 4 invitations to a fashion show tonight burning in your pocket.
I do. But that's like tonight.
That's like tonight. You've got like 12 hours to burn.
Okay, I'm leaving the apartment. I put my long sleeve on today.
Do you tell?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you tell Mr. Darlington that you're leaving?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be nice for now.
Yeah, so you knock on the door to tell Mr. Darlington you're leaving, and he opens the door, and he looks very frazzled. He says, good morning, Syl.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm alive. How are you?
Reeling a bit after the news.
What was the news? I know the news. Never mind.
I mean, I'm glad that we finally got to the root of the cheating scandal, but...
Yeah.
To hear Kai was involved, too, that's devastating.
It's very unfortunate, yeah.
I'm glad that Mavis was still around to step in. I look forward to meeting her when she gets back.
Me too, she's great. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I'm stepping out.
Be safe. Yeah. Do you want me to come with you?
No. It's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Gonna work on some of those people points.
Okay.
I do those weird finger guns.
Okay. please don't be out too long, or at least come check in occasionally.
I'll be at tonight. There's a fashion show, Mary Gare. I've been invited.
Please go buy a good outfit for it.
I most definitely will.
All right.
Yes.
Well.
Dad?
Child?
I'm going to head out.
All right. Yeah, so. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
And you head out?
I head out. Is Lucas downstairs?
Lucas is.
Lucas.
Hello, hero.
Hello. Is there any chance there's literally anything for me to do today besides just whatever I want?
You, a hero of the realm? Why, I don't think there would be anything for a hero like you to be doing besides trying to win the gauntlet.
You're right. Cool. And then I walk out.
You walk out into the streets of Burnfort. I know, I need, flash montage.
It's just like me trying to stay busy all day.
Yeah.
Like, I try to read my book sometimes, but I feel like I can't really focus on it. I feel like I just, like, I start reading, and then I zone out.
Yeah.
And then I just stare at it.
Right.
And then I'm like, I gotta do something else now. And I think I go back to the bookshop, and I just wander around for a bit. Yeah. I think it's a lot of wandering.
The whole 15 floors.
Yeah. Yeah, I go through all 15 floors.
Nice.
I think at one point, can I look up like stuff to do in Burnfort?
Yes, there's an architectural boat tour.
Oh, please.
No, I will not be doing that. No. Is that it?
No, I just wanted to tell that joke. You're welcome.
I got the email today being like, hey Liz, are you ready for the season? And I haven't emailed back being like, no.
Oh my god, that is so good.
All right. Yes, of course, what to do in Burnfort. There is a very illustrious tea house. You see Dylan's dad's restaurant is recommended. You see that there are, it's just wineries after a certain point. You see that there's a few museums. There's an art museum and an art gallery for more modern art. Those are recommended. I should be a better dungeon master.
It is
11 p.m.
Is there a roller rink in Burnfort? It's okay if you say no.
Yeah, so yeah, you start looking more that way. You see that there's like a few clubs listed. And then, yes, under recreational activities, there is a roller rink listed.
Would I have time to go to the museum for like an hour and then go to the roller rink?
Yeah, you got all day.
Yeah, I go to the museum for a little bit and look at the arts.
Yeah.
And then after I'm done at the museum, I'm going to go to the roller rink and I'm going to skate for as long as I fucking can.
You skate for hours.
Jesus.
You skate for hours.
It feels so nice to do. I haven't done it in like maybe like 2.5 years.
Yeah. And you skate for the first time in a long time. Some people will like come up and introduce themselves to you while you skate. They like notice you from your work.
Oh.
How do you treat them?
Perfect.
So yeah, you socialize with the people who like work at the rank, and by the end of the day, you're pretty good friends with them. You've sort of established a relationship.
Yeah.
But it's about 5 p.m. If you're going to buy a new outfit, you probably
I have to buy a new outfit.
Yeah. Before the show.
Fuck, I have to get a new outfit.
Yes.
I should have thought about an outfit. Jesus.
Well, this is exactly what Zill's thinking as they begin to panically walk through the merchants district.
Yeah.
Well, Kai thinks of every outfit on the spot. So if Kai can do it, you can do it.
You're right.
So you spend some time panicking in the merchants district. Tell me what you wind up with.
Okay. So I have, it's kind of like a 3-part outfit, right?
A suit?
Yes. It's okay. A suit. They're all different patterns.
Yes.
So there's 3 different patterns. So the shirt, the pants, and the jacket are all different patterns, but they still cohesively blend together in a way.
Yes. Okay.
From the jacket, there are these like big, kind of large, exotic green feathers. They're not raven feathers. They're very much green. And
so the suit's like a blue look?
Yes. It's blue. Yes.
So, like, vaguely blue patterns that all fit together.
Yes, but the patterns are all different.
But it's high fashion.
But it's high fashion.
Yes.
I picked up some glasses. So they're round glasses that are gold frames with a blue tint on the lenses.
Yes.
And I think for my, I'm going to do this dumb thing that I recently talked to you about doing.
Okay.
My sweatbands can't go with this high fashion look.
No.
So I just like put them around my ankles.
So you can still cast?
Well, yeah. Yeah. But like you can't see them because like, you know.
Yeah.
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 So it looks like I'm not wearing my sweatbands.
Cool. What about your head one?
My head one just goes in the pocket.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to bring it out right now.
You got a swooped back hair look?
Yeah, it's swooped back.
Yes.
It's pristine.
It's pristine. These green feathers are like hanging. They look like army shoulder pauldrons.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. So they're sort of
extending out. So they're not like dangling.
Out.
They're extending out.
They're extending out. It's high fashion.
It's high fashion.
Oh my God. And then you go to a fucking fashion show. We're not going to go through the whole fashion show because, frankly, that's not the mood of this of this evening.
No.
But roll me a charisma check. You can say that you put your nose on and disguised it if you'd like.
Okay, yeah. Well, is it performance then or charisma?
No, sorry, it is a charisma, so your nose doesn't matter. My bad.
Well, it doesn't really matter. 22.
You are the belle of the ball. You get there and you
pictures.
Just manage to like flip the switch.
Yeah.
You get noticed by press. You get noticed by trendsetters. At a certain point, Mary Gare is like, one of my models dropped out.
And if you need me, Mary Gare, remember the party? Remember the looks we came up
with
together?
Honey, I never forget. Put this suit on. And you put a suit on. It's the final look.
Yeah.
It's what Mary Gare bows with.
Yes.
And so everyone gasps as they see you come out and you take the final bow with Mary Gare. Photographs are popping off, these bright lights in your face. You serve the look. The makeup artists do a magical number on you.
Yeah.
And then everyone wants to talk to you after the show. People say that they have been voting for you, and they can tell that you can tell that they're lying, but that they're definitely going to vote for you again tomorrow.
Definitely.
You see some people come and offer to be the team's patron. They say like anything you need, let me know, and then they
slide you
a card. So now you have 3 patron cards.
Okay.
You can put that in your inventory.
Yes.
you noticed that, like, Laika was in the audience and was kind of like, what? As all of this was going down.
I can't give him a look that I want to.
No. You see that Aristed, well, a few members of Aristed were in the audience. And even though they're a super famous boy band, they had nothing on Zilnayar this evening. Zilnayar fucking made it happen. You flip the switch.
Yeah, I turn it on. I turn the rest of my brain off, and I do this. And when it's over.
It feels a lot like when you used to do your magic shows.
Yeah.
You let it go, you flip the switch, and it's easy to be this. And you perform. And you're so charismatic, and people love you. Mary Gare tells you to bring the team by tomorrow because she never gave you your new looks because of the accident. So she tells you to come by when you can, and we'll make sure that you have a look for the finals. I'll start working tonight, she says.
I thank her. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes. You guys make out. It was a whole
thing. Yeah, it was just like, oh, my God, thank you so much. And then we make out.
Yeah, then the night ends, and it's like two or three. I think it's later. I think you are invited to an after party, and then you're invited to the after party's after party, and then you're invited to the one where they get kicked out of the after party, and they go back to, like, Mary Gare's place, which is the scariest place you've ever seen, but also the coolest. There's, like, cheetah statues around. It's wild. It's insane.
It gets to the point where I go, no, I have to go. It's getting too late.
Yeah.
I have to. I got to prepare for the tourney.
Yeah, it's tomorrow morning, so that makes sense.
Oh, my God.
It's not tomorrow morning. It's the day. You have another full day. I was wrong. So, you're like, I have to, tomorrow's like all about prep. I have to go. It's 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you start walking back. Do you use your key to get back? Do you just hop back into the apartment or do you like go back?
I think right now I use my key.
Yeah, you use your key to get back. That's probably safe.
Because like, as soon as I leave, as soon as I'm not surrounded by those people, I feel the switch starting to flip again.
Yeah. And the weight begins to crush your shoulders.
And I can't walk with that.
No. Mm-mm.
So I use my key.
You use your key to get back. And you step inside your apartment. And as far as you know,
I lay down on the couch.
You lay down on the couch. I think you're maybe drunk.
Yeah.
I think you're maybe pretty drunk. Yeah. You can tell me if you are, though.
I am.
Yeah, you're super drunk. Okay, cool. You're kind of schwasted. Mary Gare kept the booze coming all night. Everyone was so impressed with your last-minute addition that they were, like, happy to buy you the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you just lay down
on the couch.
At some
point, I put the other suit back on. Like, I changed out of her. Because she gave me a suit, right?
Yeah, you changed it. Yeah,
for the parties.
She took the outfit back.
Okay.
But, yeah, for the parties, you were back in your own outfit. I think that, like, when you get home, maybe you take the jacket off, you lay it on the armchair, and then, like, in your shirt, in your very fashionable shirt and pants and glasses, you kind of lay.
Yeah, I, like, hike up the sleeves.
Yeah, you hike up the sleeves. And so I think
some of the buttons. I'm like, ugh.
I think this is the last shot we see. We see Zil unbuttoning the first few buttons of their shirt. And side by side, we see Kai sitting on the edge of a cell bed. Everything in that room still so still. Just as still as the room in the apartment is. And that's where we'll end tonight's session.